Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to crack down on the corruption that's hampering the development of small businesses in his country. After the collapse of communism, extortion rackets and mafia-type clans burst onto the Russian scene. Now a new type of bandit is making life miserable for entrepreneurs. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from Moscow.
Business is brisk at Vyacheslav's imported auto parts store in central Moscow. A housewife walks in looking for a head gasket for a Skoda sedan. An older man is ordering a speedometer cable for a Volkswagen. The service is friendly, but not all who drop by to check out the glass cases full of taillights, distributor caps, and spark plugs are paying customers. When the store opened its doors 7 years ago, a mafia-style gang moved in and claimed Vyacheslav's shop as its exclusive territory.
We paid the gangsters $500 a month. They offered certain services. They'd loan us money when the banks wouldn't. If we had problems with the tax inspectors, the bandits just pulled their guns on them and told them, "Back off, tax man, or you won't make it home tonight."
But Vyacheslav says the bandits gradually lost their power to fix problems with the tax inspectors and other government bureaucrats. The bandits pretty much stopped coming around. Then, Vyacheslav says, a new brand of gangster, corrupt law enforcement officers, started dropping by the store.
During the last 3 months, there's been a redistribution of turf. Instead of gangsters, now it's people in uniform. We've had visits from various police departments, federal police, municipal, and the anti-organized crime unit. They all say, "Let's be friends. Let's work together. You might need us."
Vyacheslav says this official racket, as it's called in Russian, demands a different form of payment.
They don't directly bring up money. Instead, they ask for car parts. They say, "Give us some floor mats." We can't say no, because if we do, they'll hang around the store constantly and check our financial documents.
And Vyacheslav says the last thing he needs is for someone to check his books. He admits not everything in his shop is above board. Russia has introduced a flat 13% tax rate for individuals, but for businesses, the effective rates can be as high as 60%. Vyacheslav says if he paid all his taxes, he'd make less than half the $1,000 or so he now earns in a month. That's enough to support his wife and two children, and even take a trip abroad once a year. Igor Lysenko is a member of the Russian parliament. Lysenko started out as a small businessman and went on to build a huge tea empire. He says the laws are stacked against small entrepreneurs.
It's very bad tax system. To calculate how many taxes we have and how heavy they are, in such conditions, naturally small business die first of all. Only oligarchs can survive. Multinationals, big companies can survive.
And big international businesses are more than surviving, even thriving, at least in Moscow, where living standards are higher than in the rest of Russia. But big firms have the accountants and managers to cope with Russia's arcane tax and licensing laws. Small businesses do not, says Lysenko. The big guys are forcing them out. President Vladimir Putin acknowledges corruption among the police and state agencies. He's vowed to crack down, and the government says it is studying ways to help small businesses. But Lysenko says it's not enough just to get rid of crooked cops. Russia must root out the causes of corruption.
It's absolutely profitable mechanism as a source of income for the police members. They have very small salaries. So mafia and corruption, the criminality, it is the ordinary things for small business.
But despite the hurdles facing small Russian entrepreneurs, Vyacheslav and other small businessmen admit things are gradually getting better. Much better, Vyacheslav says, than after Russia's 1998 financial crisis.
Business is improving constantly. It's getting interesting now. There are more customers and people are spending more. Moscow has more and more cars these days, and that's good for us.
Those cars Vyacheslav is talking about now bedevil Moscow with horrific traffic jams. It's one of the telltale signs of improvement for the Russian economy, which grew by nearly 6% last year. Vyacheslav's mildly upbeat assessment is echoed by the latest opinion polls. They show fewer Russians longing for the predictability of communism when private business was still illegal.